We're joined by the head coach of Utah State. He is in his second season there. He has been named Conference Coach of the Year four different times. He led Utah State to a share of the Mountain West regular season title and a conference tournament title. They're out quickly. They are number 17 in the AP poll. Utah State is 3-0, and they're at home tomorrow against North Carolina A&T. We are talking to head coach Craig Smith. Craig, it's nice to have you in the jungle. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Good to hear it, Coach.
Fired up to be in the jungle, baby.
Love it. Love it. That pumps me up, Craig. Really glad to hear it. I've got so much to get caught up with you on, but let me start right here. You're coming off that win over Denver. You jumped out to an 18-5 lead in the first 5 minutes. So from a coaching standpoint, how pleased were you with the way your guys started and how they handled their business?
Really excited. I mean, that was the big key to the game. They were young and inexperienced, and it's always important to get out to a good start. It's not, you know, do or die, but anytime you play a team that's inexperienced and we're playing them at home, and we got a lot of experience returning, we just felt like it was very, very important to get up on top early because now, you know, fear, worry, and doubt starts to come into play. And so when we jumped on top like that, that was a big key to the game, and we really never looked back.
Utah State head basketball coach Craig Smith is my guest. Now, Craig, I had Indiana football coach Tom Allen on the show last hour. They're ranked for the first time in 25 years. You came into the season at number 17, which is the first time the program has been ranked in the preseason in nearly 50 years. So when you and the program are in a spot like this, how do you go about handling that pressure and the expectations? What is your message to your team?
You know, pressure is a privilege, and I think you got to embrace those expectations. And trust me now, a year ago when we were preseason ranked number 9 out of 11 in the Mountain West, there were no expectations. And as a coach, and I think as a player, you want those expectations. The beats not having any. And so, and that's the beauty of Utah State and Cache Valley and Logan, Utah, is we have a very passionate fan base. We have a fan base that loves Aggie basketball, and they get out and support it. One of our graduate assistants on staff, Brandon Ubell, played at Nebraska. The last 2 years, Nebraska was in the Big 12, and the first 2 years, Nebraska was in the Big 10. And like he told me after our second game when we beat Weber State, he's like, Coach, I've never been a part of a fan base that's this rabid and this passionate and this into the game. And we've had close to sellout crowds now our first two of the three games. And so that's exciting, and you want that, and you got to embrace that. You know, at the end of the day, polls are awesome. I'm not sure they mean a whole lot, but the one thing it does tell you is the level of respect that you've earned. So when you're ranked preseason number 9 out of 11, probably haven't earned a whole lot of respect. Obviously now, you know, being preseason favorites and being 17th in the country, we've earned that respect, but it doesn't mean anything. You still got to go prove it every day.
We're talking to Utah State head coach Craig Smith. I know exactly what you're talking about. When you talk about that region of the state, when you talk about the fan base, Craig, I went to UC Santa Barbara in the 80s when Utah State and UCSB were in the Big West. Man, they gave us hell every time. That was always a tough place to play. They always played hard. The fans were rabid. I know exactly what you're talking about. But explain this. Preseason polls might not mean a whole lot, but you were picked to finish 9th in the conference, as you point out, and all you did was win 28 games, a share of the regular season title, and the conference tournament. It was an amazing run. How do you explain then what you and the team did last year?
Well, it was a little bit of the perfect storm. We had an unbelievable group of guys, and we do this year as well. Certainly, we have some talent. Sam Merrill is a very, very good player. He ended up being the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. He's got a legitimate chance to be an NBA player, and he wasn't even on the NBA radar, you know, 16 months ago. And so, Namias Keita is a guy that we brought in, 6'11" from Portugal. Kind of came out of nowhere, just kept improving, was the defensive player of the year, second team all-league guy, and he will be an NBA player. And then we just had a group of guys, our role guys were stars in their role. And I think that's the hardest thing to find a lot of times is guys that are all about the team, willing to do whatever it takes to win. And you find that when you have great character. And I know this sounds like coaches talk and cliche, but I don't care. If I own my own business, If I was doing what you were doing, you have to surround yourself with great people that take accountability, that are passionate about what they do, and that are all in, you know. And when I say all in, it's like pregnancy. Either you're pregnant or you're not, right? You either have to be all in or you're not. You can't tippy-toe around it. And fortunately for us, we had a great coaching staff that's all in, had an excellent group of young men in the program that were all about it, and they didn't listen to the noise, right? They believed that we could do it, and that's all that matters. And we went on a crazy run, you know, winning, I think, 17 of our last 19 games. One of those two losses was to Washington in the NCAA tournament. And so now they have a taste. For all the things that we did, Jim, last year, we accomplished so many things in the first time in the history of a well-traditioned Utah State Aggie men's basketball program. Quite frankly, the season ended in a very bitter way. Like, our guys have a big-time chip on their shoulder right now, and we feel like we got to go out and prove something, not only to ourselves, but quite frankly, to everybody else that's out there.
Utah State head basketball coach Craig Smith breaking it down. So one of the messages to the team last year was you have to set outrageous goals. When you have a year like you just had, and then you come into this season, and you've got that returning talent, and you've got the size that you have, how outrageous can you get with your goals now?
You know, it was funny last year because we always talked about our goal being to win the Mountain West Conference tournament, get to the NCAA tournament, win when we get there, and maybe we were the butt of the joke, you know, at that time. But it's always funny until you go do it. And that team did it. And now, you know, our goal is to get back there, obviously. And I think the sky's the limit. You know, we do have six returners that play quality minutes. Nimish Keita hasn't played yet this year. He had a knee injury this summer, and hopefully we'll get him back sooner than later. And obviously he's a big part of it. But we have nine new guys in our program. Three of those guys are redshirting. And so we have six other guys that we're really trying to get caught up to speed with our language and how we do things and our philosophy. And it's been fun. Clearly, we've gotten better the last 10 days. And I know this is a cliche, but truly, let's just go earn it every day, right? When you walk into your job and you're a passionate dude, you're a fiery dude, and that stuff is contagious. And I'm guessing you walk in with a little bit of an edge every day, ready to roll. And so that's got to be our mantra. Let's go prove it every day. Let's go earn respect every day. And when you do that, people forget the men's basketball season last year. Our first practice was September 28th, and our NCAA tournament game when we lost was March 22nd. So literally you're 6 days shy of a six-month season. So if you truly aim to get better every day as a team and an individual, it's amazing how far you can go.
He is the head basketball coach at Utah State. He's Craig Smith. I got to ask then, you know, when you talk about outrageous goals, to me, Craig, your journey is proof of the power of outrageous goals. As an example, you're from a small town in Marshall County, Minnesota. For those who do not know, how small is your hometown and what was life like growing up there?
Jim, you're on top of it, man. Stephen, Minnesota. Look it up. I would say Stephen, Minnesota. It's about like South Canada. So when I grew up, the population was 907. Now when I go back, it's like 596. So I graduated number two in my class. There were 18 of us.
Wow.
So I'm a salutatorian, for crying out loud, and I still couldn't be in the top 10% of my class. But it was an amazing – my parents were phenomenal. In fact, it's my dad's birthday today. He turned 72 today. So I know he's listening, and I texted him. I was like, can you believe it? I get to be on the Jim Rome show today.
Happy birthday, Pops.
He knows how fired up I am about that. But had an amazing childhood. My parents taught us just to work hard, treat people right. And you know, we know the problem. You come with an excuse of, you know, well, Dad, I couldn't do this because of, or Mom, I couldn't. You know, my mom owned their own daycare for 34 years. So I was raised in a daycare. I'm the oldest of five boys. And, you know, there was always like, well, we know the problem, but let's be a part of the solution. So figure out a way to get the solution right. And amazing people there. Now, when I moved to Utah, I was like, man, you guys don't have no idea how lucky you are. There's no bugs, no humidity. Sun's out every day. There's no wind. You know, you can play golf every day or go up to the mountains. And they're like, well, wait till winter. And I'm like, you have no idea what winter's about if you knew where I came from. So it's been an amazing journey. on our 24th year now, and this place at Utah State is a special, special place, and we're so fired up to be here.
Craig Smith joining us. I mean, I could keep doing this. I could just keep throwing you lobs for the next couple hours. I want to ask you about this, though. There's this legend, a lot of legends, but legend that when you were a senior in college, you were also a high school coach and a student teacher, and you were driving 160 miles per day. Is that really true? And if so, what was that like?
That is true. My fifth year of college, I got married to my beautiful wife, Darcy, and we've been married for 24 years now. We're going to celebrate our 20th. She's always wanted to go to Hawaii. She's never been there. So we're hoping to go to Hawaii to celebrate our 25th anniversary next year. And I know your listeners really care about that. But
I do.
Yeah, I did. I was student teaching in Hallock, Minnesota, and I was a head high school coach in Stephen, Minnesota, and I was just got married. I was living in Grand Forks, so would hop in the, you know, my 12-year-old Grand Prix or 15-year-old Grand Prix or whatever it was, and drive up there and do my student teaching and come back and see my wife at night and just keep on doing the deal. But, you know, it's as you know, Jim, and all your passionate listeners, like, when you love something, you know, I feel like I've never worked a day in my life. I'm the luckiest man on earth to be able to do something that we love to do, work with great people, and it is all about who you surround yourself with. And we have a phenomenal staff, and then be able to do it with these young men. It just, they feed you fuel, right? They get you excited to go that way. And so there's been a lot of things. We've worked at NEI schools, Division II, obviously low major, mid major, high major, and all the levels. And so, you know, there were days that I was the SID. You'd call in after the game when I was an assistant at Mayville State with the box score. And I was so fired up to get one quote in the paper, you know, or you're the custodian where you're sweeping the floor and making sure the trash is clean. Or at one job I had a part-time, I paid our rent check by being I supervised a study hall for an hour and a half at Mayport High School one year. And so anyway, I could go on and on, but when you have to go do those things, I think you really appreciate everybody that takes part in having a successful program, from the custodian to the SID to the marketing people to the academic people and everybody in between.
And then let's not lose track of the fact that this is a team that is currently number 17 in the AP poll, a team that is 3-0, and a team that won 28 games last year. The head coach at Utah State is Craig Smith. And we just talked some Utah State basketball, and it felt great. Craig, so good to have you in the jungle finally. Tell Pops I said happy birthday, and you and I will definitely do this again before the end of the season.
Awesome, Jim. I was fired up, man. I heard that music before you put me on, and it got the goosebumps going. So thanks for having me on, and go Aggies.
Go Aggies. My man, Craig Smith, that was so great. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I mean when I say to you, and I said it earlier in the show, we are not a three-topic show. There are lots of really, really good stories. Great coaches, great players, great administrators, great programs. I want to get them in here. Guy pumped me up so much. Craig Smith, fired up. How does that not fire you up? I don't care if you know nothing about him or his program. How does that not fire you up?